With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. The charge has been leveled that state and federal officials put salvaging their careers ahead of making sure kids in Flint had safe drinking water.
And incredibly, to this day, they have not apologized for what they did in Flint, Michigan. No apology.
That's Virginia Tech researcher Mark Edwards, who helped sound the alarm on the lead contamination crisis. There were tense and angry moments at a congressional hearing yesterday on the water crisis in Flint. We have more from the Michigan Public Radio Network's Rick Pluta.
The witnesses called before the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee included three people who once held a measure of responsibility over Flint. They were a former mayor, an ex-state-appointed manager who once held more power than local elected officials, and the federal government's former top environmental regulator for the Midwest. Each of them said they were sorry for what happened in Flint, but what happened, they said, was not their fault.
This problem should never have happened in the first place. And I need to remind you, EPA had nothing to do with that.
That is Susan Hedman, who was the EPA's Region 5 director until January, when she quit after it was revealed her agency knew about the lead contamination but failed to warn people. She says the EPA could have done more to fix the situation, but it didn't do anything wrong. Former Flint emergency manager Darnell Early was also there, and he also says he did not do anything wrong.
I believe that I have been unjustly persecuted, vilified and smeared both personally and professionally in the media, and by some local, state, and federal officials, as well as by a misinformed public.
Early was one of a succession of state-appointed managers placed in charge of Flint. He was in charge when Flint switched from the Detroit water system and started using the Flint River for drinking water. The untreated water caused lead to leach from old pipes into the drinking water. Early says he was carrying out decisions made by others, that he relied on expert opinions, and there was local consensus on switching from the more expensive Detroit water system, even if that meant using the Flint River for drinking water. But the former mayor says that's hiding part of the story.
We know now that we were getting bad information and worse water. Children were poisoned with lead.
Ex-Mayor Dane Walling said Early and other emergency managers were calling the shots, and once the state took over the city, it was their responsibility to get it right. Walling lost his re-election bid because of the water crisis, but he says he was never in charge. Busloads of Flint residents trekked to Washington for the hearings. Bernadelle Johnson was one of them, and she was left unimpressed by what she heard.
At least tell the truth about it. At least say, I made a mistake or I didn't recognize, but just to lie and to point fingers just to get it off you, it don't make no difference who you hurt, don't make no difference who you kill, don't make no difference who you poison.
Mark Edwards, the Virginia Tech researcher, says there were mistakes made by state and local officials, but the EPA has yet to acknowledge it could have stopped what happened in Flint.
No apology from EPA. Completely unrepentant and unable to learn from their mistakes.
And that's a charge EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy will most likely have to address when she appears before the committee on Thursday. Michigan Governor Rick Snyder is also supposed to be there, and both should expect a tough round of questions. I'm Rick Pluta in Washington.